Hauptschulabschlussprüfung. Listening Comprehension Test. There are four parts to the test. Parts 1, 2, 3 and 4. You mustn't speak during the test. Now, skip to part 1, please. Part 1. You will hear 5 short conversations. There is one task for each conversation. You will hear each conversation twice. For tasks A to E, tick A, B or C. Task A. What kind of trip did Mike and Judy take?
Look at these pictures of our walking trip to Yorkshire. Aren't they cool?
Yes, there are some really good ones. Why didn't Mike and Judy join us?
Mike and Judy preferred to go to Brighton, remember?
Didn't they go to London?
No, I think they wanted to spend a few days at the seaside.
I see. Are they coming next time when we go to the Lake District in July?
I'm not so sure. They don't enjoy hiking that much. Look at these pictures of our walking trip to Yorkshire. Aren't they cool?
Yes, there are some really good ones. Why didn't Mike and Judy join us?
Mike and Judy preferred to go to Brighton, remember?
Didn't they go to London?
No, I think they wanted to spend a few days at the seaside.
I see. Are they coming next time when we go to the Lake District in July?
I'm not so sure. They don't enjoy hiking that much.
Task B. When will school start tomorrow?
When does school start tomorrow?
Stupid question, Johnny. It starts as usual, 8 o'clock.
But Miss Cunningham mentioned the special project in the morning and told us to be there at 7:20, didn't she?
But that was before we talked about a really long day tomorrow, because we're planning to go to the museum with our history club in the afternoon.
As far as I know, Miss Cunningham wasn't very much impressed by your programme for tomorrow. I remember she suggested 7:30 as a compromise.
Anyway, in the end, she agreed that we meet at 8, just as usual. Everybody begged for a later start, as it is going to be a long, long day.
Thanks, Amber. Now I know when to come to school. When does school start tomorrow?
Stupid question, Johnny. It starts as usual, 8 o'clock.
But Miss Cunningham mentioned the special project in the morning and told us to be there at 7:20, didn't she?
But that was before we talked about a really long day tomorrow, because we're planning to go to the museum with our history club in the afternoon.
As far as I know, Miss Cunningham wasn't very much impressed by your programme for tomorrow. I remember she suggested 7:30 as a compromise.
Anyway, in the end, she agreed that we meet at 8, just as usual. Everybody begged for a later start, as it is going to be a long, long day.
Thanks, Amber. Now I know when to come to school.
Task C. In which sport did they not win any gold medals?
Hey, Nick. I've never actually been to Australia. Can you tell me about any famous people that live there?
Well, one famous person is Ian Thorpe. He's a very famous swimmer. He has won so many gold medals.
Oh, really?
In maybe 4 Olympics, I think he won about 14 to 20 gold medals.
In swimming? I thought you guys are really famous for athletics.
Yes, we are. There's another famous person by the name of Cathy Freeman. She's the first Aboriginal Australian to win an Olympic gold medal.
What did she win the gold medal in?
In the 400 metres sprint. She's a runner.
Wow, I didn't know that. Hey, Nick. I've never actually been to Australia. Can you tell me about any famous people that live there?
Well, one famous person is Ian Thorpe. He's a very famous swimmer. He has won so many gold medals.
Oh, really?
In maybe 4 Olympics, I think he won about 14 to 20 gold medals.
In swimming? I thought you guys are really famous for athletics.
Yes, we are. There's another famous person by the name of Cathy Freeman. She's the first Aboriginal Australian to win an Olympic gold medal.
What did she win the gold medal in?
In the 400 metres sprint. She's a runner.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Task D. What kind of accommodation is Mrs. Schofield going to book?
Good afternoon, River Crossing Lodge. May I help you?
Yes, I'd like to book a room, please.
What kind of room would you like, madam?
A double with bath. Could you give me a room with a view of the lake?
Certainly, madam. I'll just check what we have available. I'm afraid no lake views anymore for the doubles. I could offer you a tent next to the lake.
Gosh, a tent? My husband and I are in our 70s. We'll skip the lake view then.
Wait, the computer is showing a lake view, but only single rooms.
No, thanks. Any doubles with mountain view?
Oh yes, we have a double room on the second floor with a really splendid view of the mountains.
Fine, we'll go for that one.
Good afternoon, River Crossing Lodge. May I help you?
Yes, I'd like to book a room, please.
What kind of room would you like, madam?
A double with bath. Could you give me a room with a view of the lake?
Certainly, madam. I'll just check what we have available. I'm afraid no lake views anymore for the doubles. I could offer you a tent next to the lake.
Gosh, a tent? My husband and I are in our 70s. We'll skip the lake view then.
Wait, the computer is showing a lake view, but only single rooms.
No, thanks. Any doubles with mountain view?
Oh yes, we have a double room on the second floor with a really splendid view of the mountains.
Fine, we'll go for that one.
Task E. How many free seats are there next to the elderly lady in the end?
Excuse me, are these two seats vacant? I'm looking for a seat for my daughter and me.
Oh, I'm afraid there is only one, as this friendly young man is sitting here next to me.
Of course, I see. Well, let's have a look. I'm pretty sure there are more empty seats further on. Have a nice day then.
But wait, sorry. I see the young man has chosen another seat over there. Seems as if the seat next to that good-looking lady is more interesting than this one here.
Great. So you don't mind if we sit down? Excuse me, are these two seats vacant? I'm looking for a seat for my daughter and me.
Oh, I'm afraid there is only one, as this friendly young man is sitting here next to me.
Of course, I see. Well, let's have a look. I'm pretty sure there are more empty seats further on. Have a nice day then.
But wait! Sorry. I see the young man has chosen another seat over there. Seems as if the seat next to that good-looking lady is more interesting than this one here.
Great. So you don't mind if we sit down?
This is the end of part one. Now, skip to part two. Part 2. You'll hear some information about the Wembley Stadium Tour. You'll hear the information twice. For tasks A to E, fill in the grid. Wembley Stadium Tour. Why not take the unforgettable Wembley Stadium Tour? Visit this popular stadium in London and feel the spirit of the most famous football matches ever. Go behind the scenes and experience all the exciting attractions like England's changing rooms and the players' tunnel to the lawn. Walk in the footsteps of legends and stand triumphantly in front of the cup and feel like a match winner. Until your dream of playing at Wembley comes true, the only way to experience all this and more is to book your Wembley Stadium tour now. Our opening times. The first tour departs at 10 a.m. and the last one at 3:30 p.m. The Wembley Stadium tour operates every day with the exception of the 25th and 26th of December and the 1st of January. Please check our website for tour availability and book in advance to avoid disappointment. Please note that there are flat routes from parking area to entrance, and you will find full wheelchair access to the building. In addition, we offer conference rooms, meeting rooms, and event facilities. The prices are as follows. It's £15 for children and £22 for adults. Group discounts are available for parties of 25 or more people. Wembley Stadium Tour. Why not take the unforgettable Wembley Stadium Tour? Visit this popular stadium in London and feel the spirit of the most famous football matches ever. Go behind the scenes and experience all the exciting attractions like England's changing rooms and the players' tunnel to the lawn. Walk in the footsteps of legends and stand triumphantly in front of the cup and feel like a match winner. Until your dream of playing at Wembley comes true, the only way to experience all this and more is to book your Wembley Stadium tour now. Our opening times. The first tour departs at 10 a.m. and the last one at 3:30 p.m. The Wembley Stadium tour operates every day with the exception of the 25th and 26th of December and the 1st of January. Please check our website for tour availability and book in advance to avoid disappointment. Please note that there are flat routes from parking area to entrance, and you will find full wheelchair access to the building. In addition, we offer conference rooms, meeting rooms, and event facilities. The prices are as follows. It's £15 for children and £22 for adults. Group discounts are available for parties of 25 or more people. This is the end of part 2. Now, skip to part 3. Part 3. Listen to 5 people who emigrated to Australia, sharing their stories of culture shock. Which person has which story? You'll hear the information twice. For tasks A to E, write a letter A to H next to each person. Kartini.
Hi, my name is Kartini Mustafa. I grew up in Malaysia, where the average temperature ranges between 21 and 32 degrees. So the winter here is a nightmare, to be honest. Half the time, I'm in a jacket, shivering, whereas in Malaysia, I was always warm.
Anna.
Hello, my name is Anna.
Although the US and Australia have a lot in common, I do notice some differences. One of my first days here in Australia, I remember, I got up at 5 or 6 a.m. and I just decided to walk out and go and get some food. But nothing was open. No one was out. It blew my mind.
Uyen.
Hi, my name is Uyen, and I am originally from Vietnam. In the village back home, I was used to walking across and talking to neighbors. But here, the doors are always closed, and the gates into the gardens are locked. You almost have to make an appointment to see people.
Mante.
Hello, my name is Mante, and I'm from Ghana. One of the big things I had to get used to after moving to Australia was how punctual people are. If they say 2 p.m., you should be there at 2 p.m.
Ronald.
Hi, my name is Ronald Lee, and I am originally from Hong Kong. Once, during math class, my son pointed out that the teacher made a mistake in one step. You can't do that in Hong Kong. Here in Australia, they encourage students to be brave and speak up in front of other people. That really is a positive thing.
Kartini.
Hi, my name is Kartini Mustafa. I grew up in Malaysia, where the average temperature ranges between 21 and 32 degrees. So the winter here is a nightmare, to be honest. Half the time, I'm in a jacket, shivering, whereas in Malaysia, I was always warm.
Anna.
Hello, my name is Anna. Although the US and Australia have a lot in common, I do notice some differences. One of my first days here in Australia, I remember, I got up at 5 or 6 a.m. and I just decided to walk out and go and get some food. But nothing was open. No one was out. It blew my mind.
Uyen.
Hi. My name is Uyen, and I am originally from Vietnam. In the village back home, I was used to walking across and talking to neighbors. But here, the doors are always closed, and the gates into the gardens are locked. You almost have to make an appointment to see people.
Mante.
Hello, my name is Mante, and I'm from Ghana. One of the big things I had to get used to after moving to Australia was how punctual people are. If they say 2 p.m., you should be there at 2 p.m.
Ronald.
Hi, my name is Ronald Lee, and I am originally from Hong Kong. Once, during math class, my son pointed out that the teacher made a mistake in one step. You can't do that in Hong Kong. Here in Australia, they encourage students to be brave and speak up in front of other people. That really is a positive thing.
This is the end of part 3. Now, skip to part 4. Part 4. Listen to a conversation about best and worst gifts. You'll hear the conversation twice. For tasks A to E, tick A, B or C.
Samantha, we're talking about gifts and presents. What are the best and worst presents you have ever got?
Hi, Mark. Well, my mum made a pair of socks. They had little flowers on each side. I just loved them and wore them every day when I was a kid. I thought that was so special. I still have them in my little box of treasures.
The best present I was ever given was a football goal. My dad made it himself. I got it for my birthday and all my friends played football together. That was great.
Yeah, That sounds nice. And how about a gift you didn't like?
I don't know if it is okay to say that I had a bad gift or something, but yes, once I did get a very big unicorn made of plastic from a friend who loved things like that. She gave me this massive toy and I didn't know what to do with it.
How awkward.
Well, I was so embarrassed that I hid it in my wardrobe so nobody would see it. But every time she came to our house, I took it out and put it next to my desk. But I hated it.
Sounds horrible. For me, a very close friend once bought me a top in brown. It was so ugly. The texture was rough and it just didn't look nice at all. When I saw it first, I knew I would never wear it. But I felt bad about it.
So what did you do with it?
Actually, I wore it once when my friend came round. Later, I used it to mop up some coffee and then I just threw it out.
Samantha, we're talking about gifts and presents. What are the best and worst presents you have ever got?
Hi, Mark. Well, my mum made a pair of socks. They had little flowers on each side. I just loved them and wore them every day when I was a kid. I thought that was so special. I still have them in my little box of treasures.
The best present I was ever given was a football goal. My dad made it himself. I got it for my birthday and all my friends played football together. That was great.
Yeah, that sounds nice. And how about a gift you didn't like?
I don't know if it is okay to say that I had a bad gift or something. But yes, once I did get a very big unicorn made of plastic from a friend who loved things like that. She gave me this massive toy and I didn't know what to do with it.
How awkward.
Well, I was so embarrassed that I hid it in my wardrobe so nobody would see it. But every time she came to our house, I took it out and put it next to my desk. But I hated it.
Sounds horrible. For me, a very close friend once bought me a top in brown. It was so ugly. The texture was rough and it just didn't look nice at all. When I saw it first, I knew I would never wear it. But I felt bad about it.
So what did you do with it?
Actually, I wore it once when my friend came round. Later, I used it to mop up some coffee and then I just threw it out.
This is the end of part 4. You now have 2 minutes to check your answers.